Very good, Mahodaya. So basically, this shloka, you say right before you sleep, and then it lists out some of the devaha that you can remember, like Ramaha, and then Skandaha, and Hanumanaha, and then Vainateyam is Garuda. Vainateyam comes from the son of Vinuta. And then Vrikodaram is also another name for Bhima. Vrikaha and Udaram combines and becomes Vrikodaram. And then, you know, like Riya Bhagini said, Shayane is sleep. So basically, if you remember these Devaha right before you sleep, then you will get good dreams. So you can say this shlokaha every time before you sleep. Does anyone know why Bhima is called Vrikodaraha?
Because he has got huge hunger and he can eat lots like a wolf.
Oh, okay. That's true. You learn something new every day. Okay, so today's Patyakram Maha. Today we'll go over our Grihapatam Punasmaranam a little bit, and then, which is basically Kati. And then we'll learn Saptami Vibhakti today. I know I've been saying that for three classes now, but today we'll surely get to Saptami Vibhakti. And then we'll learn the Vasaraha, the days of the week, and then we'll do a Katha. What? Okay. So remember, when you're doing Kati, Pancha and above, they're all Bahuvachanam. So you can say Pancha Asundaha or Shat Dwarani, and then Sapta Ramaha, I don't know, stuff like that. So Pancha and after, all those are in Bahuvachanam. But from 1 through 4, for Pancha and above, they're all Bahuvachanam and there are no Linga Bhedaha. So all the numbers, they all stay the same. But 1 through 4, they have Linga Bhedaha. So it depends on the Nama Padam. It depends if the Nama Padam is Pullingam, Napumsakalingam, or Strilingam. Right? So Ekam Asandaha would be wrong. Ekaha Asandaha would be correct. Okay? So some of you sent me your homework and it was very good. Very good job this time. But make sure you remember that 1 through 4, it depends on the Linga. Yeah. Okay, so this was the Grihapada. Can everyone stay on mute?
Can everyone
stay on mute? Can you stay on mute? Okay. I'll call in your name and then you can answer the questions, okay? Let me see. Okay. Jayaraman Mahodaya? Astiva? MB Rao Mahodaya, can you stay on mute, please?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mama Gruhe Chatvari Asanda Santi.
Oh.
You want me to read the question and the answer, or you want me to read the answer, or you want me to read the question?
Okay, you can read the question and then tell me your answer.
Okay. Bhavata Gruhe Kati Asanda Santi. Mama Gruhe Chatvari Asanda Santi.
Is that right? Is it Chatvari Asandaha?
No, that's wrong.
Okay. So let's go back. What would be the right answer?
Chatasraha.
Asandaha is what lingam?
Asandaha. Strilingam.
No, Asandaha. Asandaha.
Pullingam.
Pullingam.
So it,
right,
should be, it should be Chatvaraha.
Chatvaraha.
Asandaha. Correct. I am wrong. Chatvaraha Asandaha Santi.
Samyak. Samyak. Okay, Jayaraman Mahodaya, Astiva?
Bhavatah grihe kati vatayanani santi. Mama grihe chatvari vatayanani santi.
Samyak.
Vatayanam srilingam.
Vatayanam srilingam va. Is vatayanam srilingam?
Napunsaklingam.
No, vatayanam ends in ma, right? Ends in so it's napunsaklingam.
Vatayanani, patram patrani.
Yes, correct.
Yes, yes. So, chatvari, no.
Chatvari is correct. Chatvari is napunsaklingam.
Okay. There, thank you.
Okay. Chitra Bhagini? The third one?
Bhavatah Gruhe Kati Sanganakani Santi. Sanganakam is Napunsakalingam. Mama Gruhe Trini Sanganakani Santi.
Samyak Bhagini. Samyak. Jayashree Bhagini? Number four?
Bhavatah Gruhe Kati Prakoshtaha santi.
Prakoshtaha
santi. Mama grihe pancha prakoshtaha santi.
Pancha prakoshtaha santi.
Pancha prakoshtaha santi.
Samyak Bhagini. Samyak. Venkat Mahodaya.
Bhavatah gruhe kati ghatiyah santi.
Ghatiyah
santi. And ghatiyah is pulling.
Is it pulling? Ghatiyah, what?
It is trilingam. It is trilingam, ghati.
Trilingam. Ghati. Ghati is ghatiyah. Ghatiyah is bahuvachanam. Okay? Lekhani, lekhanyah. Nadi, nadyah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Srilingam.
So, what was your answer?
Mama gruhe dve ghatiyah santi.
Okay, can we use something other than two?
Chatvarah.
Okay. Okay, so you want to say four. But gati is... You said strilingam, right? So how do you say four if it's strilingam?
Mama gruha chatwari ghatiyah santi.
Is it chatwari? If it's strilingam?
Chatasraha.
Chatasraha. Venkat Mahadev, did you get that? Chatasraha, because it's strilingam.
Chatasraha.
Chatasraha. So can you tell me the answer again?
Mama gruha chatarasraha ghatiyah santi.
Sorry, I didn't hear that. Punaha vadatu, can you repeat that again?
Mama gruha chatarasraha ghatiyah santi.
Samyak. Mama gruhe chatarasraha ghatiyah santi. Samyak. Very good. Guru Prakash Mahodaya.
Can
you do the next one?
Ghatasyam kati gantaha santi.
Ghatyam kati gantaha santi.
Sorry, ghatyam kati gantaha santi. Ghatyam chatur vimshati gantaha santi.
Ghatyam vadasya santi.
In a clock.
Oh, sorry.
M. V. Rao Mahodaya, I really appreciate you answering, but I was asking the question to Guru Prakash Mahodaya, so dhanyawad. Okay, Guru Prakash Mahodaya, what does this question mean?
Oh, yeah, yes, it is how many hours in a clock? Yes,
yes.
It should be 12 hours.
So how many hours are in a 12 hours? So how do you say 12 hours?
Dwadasha.
Mm-hmm.
Ghatyam dvadasha gantaha santi. Should it be dvadasha?
No, just Dvadasha.
Dvadasha Ghanta Santi, yes.
Okay. Okay. Riya Bhagini, can you do the seventh one?
Yeah. Ekam Ghantayam Kati Nimeshah Santi. Ekam Ghantayam Shashti Shashti Nimeshah Santi.
Samyak Bhagini. Ekam Ghantayam Shashti Nimeshah Santi. Good. MB Rao Maurya, number 8. MV Rao Mahodaya.
Okay. Ekasmin dine kati ghanta santi. Ekasmin dine chaturvimshati ghanta santi.
Samyak. Ekasmin dine chaturvimshati ghanta santi. Samyak Mahodaya. Jayaram Mahodaya, number 9.
Kati vasaraha santi. Saptaha vasaraha santi.
Sapta vasaraha santi.
Sapta vasaraha santi. Seven days in a week.
Yes. Samyak. Chitra Bhagini.
Kati masaha santi. Dvadasha masaha santi.
Samyak. Dvadasha masaha santi. Good. So does everyone understand Kati?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Okay, now we'll do a little bit of Bahuvachana Rupani Punasmaranam. So first, I'll call on your name, by the way. So, Simhaha Gajjati. We just need to turn this into Bahuvachanam. Ekavachanam to Bahuvachanam. So, Jayashree Bhagini. Simhaha Garjati. How would you write that in Bahuvachanam?
Simhaha Garjati.
Simhaha, what does Garjati become?
Okay. Garjanti.
Garjanti. Samyak. Good. Let's see this next. Venkat Mahara.
Bal. Balakah hasti, balakah hasanti.
Samyak, balakah hasanti. Guru Prakash Mahodaya.
Vanaraha kurdanti.
Pratima Bhagini.
Megaha agachanti.
Megaha agachanti. Okay. Riya Bhagini?
Yeah. Vyagraha dhavati. Vyagraha dhavanti.
Is it Vyagraha?
Vyagraha dhavanti.
Samyak. Vyagraha dhavanti. MB Rao Maurya.
Jananyaha dadati.
Jananyaha dadati. Samyak. Jayaram Mahodaya.
Adhya kachaya asti. Adhya kachayaha asti santi.
Santi. Samyak. Adhya kakshyaha santi.
Adhya kakshyaha santi. Dhanyavad.
Nadi vahati. Nadyaha vahanti.
Samyak. Jayashree Bhagini.
Kukuraha hattati. Kukuraha hattanti.
Samyak. Kukuraha hattanti.
What does that mean?
Kuk, Kukuraha is a dog. So the dog wanders here and there.
Deepaha jwalanti. Deepaha jwalanti.
Deepaha jwalanti. Sami. Guru Prakash Mahodaya.
Putraha patanti.
Putraha patanti. Pratima Bhagini.
Putriyaha gitam shrunuvanti.
Can you repeat that again?
Yes. Putriyaha gitam shrunuvanti.
Putriyaha gitam shrunuvanti. Riya Bhagini.
Janakaha gayati, janakaha gayanti.
Samyak Bhagini. Janakaha gayanti. Jairam Mahoday.
Sevakaha prakshalayati. Sevakaha prakshalayanti.
Samyak. Sevakaha prakshalayanti. Chitra Bhagini.
Ramaha anugrunati. Ramaha
anugrunanti.
Anugrunanti. Ramaha
anugrunanti.
Anugrunvanti.
Anugrunvanti. Yeah, that makes sense.
Also, Ramaha anugrunanti. Vanti. Is it Grinvanti?
Shrunvanti.
Astu. Okay. Jayashri Bhagini. Ashwaha Charati.
Ashwaha Charanti.
Ashwaha Charanti. Venkat Mahodaya.
Aham Milami. Aham becomes
Vayam.
Vayam. Vayam Milami.
Vayam Milamaha.
Milamaha.
Samyak. Vayam Milamaha. Guru Prakash Mahadev.
Aham Kadami. Vayam Kadamaha.
Samyak. Vayam Kadamaha. Pratima Bhagini.
Aham janami, vayam janamaha.
Punaha, can you say that again? Is it janamaha?
Janamaha.
Vayam janimaha.
Oh, sorry. Vayam janimaha.
Vayam janimaha.
Vayam janimaha.
Samyak. So does everyone understand Bahuvachana Rupani, right? I just need to check Anu. I don't know if it's Anu Grinanti or Anu Grinvanti.
It is Anu Grinvanti.
The last one, did you say Jani Maha?
Mm-hmm. Vayam Jani Maha.
Okay, is it because of Strilingam or?
It's because. It's the. Because Janati, right? In Janati, just before the T is the A sound. But in the other verse, like Kudati, Kadati, Dhavati, all those are just the small, right? The short A. But in Janati, it's just before the T, it's Jana, A, Asti, Kalu. That's
okay.
Why it's a little bit different. Those are the Vishesha Rupani. So, Janati,
okay.
Roditi, those ones a little bit different.
So, Kadami is still Kadamaha.
Because
it's, not...
it's Kadati, right? So, it's just
all
that.
Right.
Yep.
Thanks.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, finally, we got to Saptami Vibhakti. So far we have learned Prathama Vibhaktihi, Shashti Vibhaktihi, and now we're doing Saptami Vibhaktihi. So Saptami Vibhaktihi means in or on. And the question we use is Kutra. So Syutaha Asti. Syutaha Asti. That means the bag is there. Phalam Asti. Phalam Asti. That means the fruit is present. Phalam Kutra Asti. Phalam Kutra Asti. Kutra, remember, means where. So we learn like Phalam Atra Asti, Phalam Tatra Asti. But we can also say Phalam Syute Asti. To be more specific, Phalam Syute Asti. So Syutaha becomes Syute. That means the fruit is in the bag. So Phalam Syute Asti. So Pullingaha, in Pullinga, say for example we have Ramaha. Ramaha, you take out the Visargaha and it will become Rame. In Saptami Bhakti, Ramaha becomes Rame. Vrikshaha becomes
Vrikshe.
Vrikshe. Vrikshaha becomes Vrikshe. And then next example is Strilingam. So Utpitika Asti. Utpitika Asti. The table is present. Ankani Asti. Ankani Atra Asti. Ankani Kutra Asti. Ankani Kutra Asti. Ankani Utpitikayam Asti. So Utpitikayam is in Saptami Bhaktihi, but since it's three lingam, you have to add the ayam at the end. So, for example, we have Sita. Sita would become Sitayam. Okay? Bala would become Balayam. And then the next example is also in Strilingam, but this is Ikaranta Strilingam. So we have Nadi Asti. The river is present. Nadi Asti. Meenaha Asti. Meenaha Asti. Meenaha Kutra Asti. Meenaha Kutra Asti. Meenaha Nadyam Asti. So here Nadi becomes Nadyam. The in Nadi becomes half and you add the yam at the end. So Nad Yam Nadyam. Meenaha Nadyam Asti. So the Nadi becomes Nadyam. Bhavati becomes Bhavatyam. Lakshmihi becomes Lakshmyam. So the letter at the end, it becomes a half and you add the yam at the end. Kaikeyi becomes Kaikeyam. Okay? And then Napumsakalingam. So we have Patram Asti. Patram, the pot or vessel, is there. Jalam Asti. Jalam Asti means the water is present. Jalam Kutra Asti. Jalam Kutra Asti. Jalam Patre Asti. Where is the water? Jalam Patre Asti. The water is in the vessel. Patram becomes same thing as Pullingam, Patre. So as you can see, Saptami Vibhakti can be used for in or on. Pushpam becomes Pushpe. Pushpam becomes Pushpe. So here, can someone read these two sentences? Okay, I'll call on. Riya Bhagini, can you read these two questions?
Yeah. Vidalaha kutra asti. Vidalaha prachire asti.
But Vidalaha kutra asti. Where's the cat? Vidalaha prachire asti. It's on top of the fence. So here Ramaha becomes Rame, Phalam becomes Phale. So see that Pullingam and Apamsakalingam are very similar conjugation.
What is prachire?
Fence.
Prachire.
Prachiraha prachire.
What does it mean?
Fence. It's on top of a fence.
Fence. Okay.
Yes. Okay. Next we have Nauka Kutra Asti. Nauka Nadyam Asti. So Nauka means boat. Nauka Nadyam Asti. So the Nauka is in or on top of the river. So here in Strilingam, Latha becomes Latayam, Lekhani becomes Lekhanyam. So that's how you conjugate Strilingam. Okay. Jairam Mahodaya? Jalam Kutra Asti.
Jalam Kutra Asti. Jalam Chashake Asti.
Samyak. Jalam chashake asti. So chashakaha becomes chashake. Ramaha rame. So jalam chashake asti. So that means the water is inside
the cup.
Glass. Or cup. Samyak. Chitra Bhagini, next one.
Chennai Nagaram Kutra Asti. Chennai Nagaram Bharate Asti.
Samyak. Chennai Nagaram Kutra Asti. Chennai Nagaram Bharate Asti. So the city of Chennai is in Bharata Desham or India. Deshi Bhagini?
Adhyapakah Kutra Asti. Adhyapakah Vidyalaye Asti.
Samyak. Adhyapakah Vidyalaye Asti. So that means the teacher is at school or in school. Samyak. Venkat Mahalaya, we have Simhaha and Vanam.
Simha Vane Asti.
Simhaha Vane Asti. Can you use another Kriyapadam, another verb? Instead of Asti, a different verb?
Simha Vane hunting. I'm not
okay. How do you say go? Go in Sanskritam.
Gachami.
Gachati.
Simha Vane Gachati.
Samyak. Simha. Oh, that would be wrong. Never mind. Sorry. That would be wrong. It would be Simhaha Vane Gachati. Simhaha Vane Asti. Simhaha Vane Asti. So Kutra, it could be used for Saptami Bhakti, but it can also be used for Ditya Bhakti. Sorry, that was my mistake. So if you use Gachati, that would be different because Vanam would be objective. So Simhaha Vanam Gachati. Vanam would be objective. But for Saptami Bhakti, you can only say Asti. So Simhaha Vane Asti. So that means the lion is in the forest.
Gachati, what do you use?
Gachati means to go. But Simhaha Vanam Gachati, you would be. But okay. Vanam would be Dvitiya Bhakti, but it would be objective. So you can't make that Saptami Bhakti.
Okay,
so a good example of a wrong sentence. Astu,
Kshamyatam. Can we say Simha Vane Charati instead of Gachati? Then you can use Saptami Vibhakti.
Vane
Charati.
Simha Vane Vasati.
Yeah, you can. Okay, yeah. Instead of Gachati, you can say Vasati. So that means the lion lives in the forest. Simha Vane Vasati. So it depends on.
Gachati is a special case, or can we say vane?
Yeah, charati? It depends on what verb you use.
So
because charati means to wander, right?
Yeah. So it wanders.
Yeah.
If, okay, then you say one is in the forest, right? So simhaha vane charati.
Charati.
Samyak. Astu. Guru Prakash Mahodaya.
Vrikshaha udyanam. I don't know to form a word. Udyanam, what does it mean?
Udyanam means garden or park.
Okay. Vrikshaha udyane asti.
Vrikshaha udyane asti. So tree is at the park or in the garden.
Yeah.
Fatima Bhagini? Next one.
Putra asti, pustakam sushrute asti. Pustakam sute asti.
Pustakam sute asti. That means the book is inside.
Syute, not
syute, syute
asti.
Pustakam syute asti. Samyak. Okay. Narasimha Maharaya?
Balaka kridangane asti.
Balakaha
kridangane asti.
Kridanganam becomes what in Saptami Bhakti?
Kridangane.
Samyak. So how would you form the sentence?
Balakaha kridangane asti.
Balakaha, would it be asti?
Yeah.
Balakaha, what vachanam is that?
Balakaha bahuvachanam. Is a bahuvachanam. Kridangane santi.
Yes. Balakaha kridangane santi.
Kridangane santi.
You understand that?
Yes.
That's it, Sami. So, are you 7294?
Yes, correct. Somehow I got disconnected after 10 minutes. I don't know why.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Last time also that happened to me. When I...
Okay. Okay, thanks for letting me know. Pavan Mahadeya, can you do the last one?
Yeah. Mrugaha. Mrugalaye. Vasanti.
Samyak. Mrugaha mrugalaye vasanti. Samyak. Okay, so that's Saptami Bhakti. Okay, so Saptami Bhakti, we learned the Nama Padam, which are the nouns, the people, person, places, things. And then we have the Sarvanama Padam. So, Saha becomes Tasmin, Sa becomes Tasyam, Tat becomes Tasmin. So, please, Likatu, please write this down, because our next exercise, it won't be in the side. So write this down. Eshaha becomes Etasmin, Esha becomes Etasyam, Etat becomes Etasmin. So Pullingam and Napumsaklingam, it becomes Tasmin, Tasmin, or Etasmin, Etasmin. For Strilingam, it becomes Tasyam or Etasyam. Okay? And then the question forms Kaha will become Kasmin, and then Ka becomes Kasyam, and then Kim becomes Kasmin. But when you're asking the question, you should always use Kutra. Just like how we learned. Nadi kutra asti or Ramaha kutra asti. Okay, unless you're using, if you're specifically using, if you're looking for answers kasmin or etasmin, that's when you should use kasmin. Or usually, you would use kutra. Kutra vasati, kutra gachati. Okay. Because, like I said, kutra, it could be in dutiya bhakti or saptami bhakti. Okay. So I'll give you a few more seconds to copy this down. Does anyone still need more time?
Yeah, I need some more time.
Sure, no problem. Jairam Mahode. Riya Bhagini, did you need more time?
No, I'm done.
Okay, Narasimha, do you need more time?
Oh, done.
Okay. So does anyone else need more time, or we can move on? Us two. Okay. So this one example of when we use etasmi. So, first sentence is, Ramaha vanam gachati. So, Rama goes to the forest. Tatra kutire vasati. Saha kutra vasati. Saha kutire vasati. So, at the forest, he lives in a hut, kutire. Etasmin kutire. So, etas. Min kutire trayah prakoshtah santi. In that hut there are three rooms. Okay, you can say etasmin kutire, or you can say only etasmin trayah prakoshtah santi. Why would etasmin work here is because you can look in the sentence before that and you can see, oh, he lived in that kutira. So you know that this etasmin is referring to that the kutiraha. That's why etasmin kutire or etasmin tarayaha prakoshtaha santi, they're both samyak, they're both good. Well, okay. Let's do this kreeda. Hold on. Okay, so these are some nama padam. What you have to do is, for example, we have darpanaha. So all you have to say is tasmin darpane. Tasmin darpane. I'll call on you. Okay? This one would be etasmin darpane, because etasmin, because this hand shows the small hand. Okay? Okay. MB Rao Mahodaya?
Dwaram
kutra asti? Oh wait, that'll be wrong question. Griha, no.
Dwaram prakoshte asti.
Dwaram prakoshte asti. What would be in the dwaram? Talaha kutra asti?
Talaha dware.
Lock.
Yeah, talaha dware asti.
Samyak. Samyak. Jairam Mahore?
Yagraha.
Yagraha.
Yagraha kutra asti. Yagraha vane asti.
Vyagraha vane asti. Okay, how would you turn Vyagraha into Saptami Vibhakti?
Vyagraha.
Saha Vyagraha becomes what?
Saha. Tas. You should use tasmin.
Eshaha Vyagraha becomes? Yes,
Ekagraha. Tasmin?
Eshaha Vyagraha in Saptami Vibhakti. Etasmin Vyagre.
Etasmin Vyagre Vane Asti.
Etasmin Vyagre Kim Asti?
Etasmin Vyagre Vane Asti.
Tat Vakyam Nasamichinam. Etasmin Vyagre is Saptami Vibhakti. So you're saying in the tiger. Oh. Or in or on the tiger.
In or on.
That's why in the previous sentence I said talaha kutra asti. I said where is the lock? So if you say etasmin dware talaha asti, etasmin dware talaha asti, that means in the door, the in or on the door, the lock is there.
Okay.
So etasmin, if you want to make a sentence, you can with etasmin vyagre. What is in or top of, in or on the tiger?
In, this will be, the tiger is in the forest.
Then that will be different. You will say vyagraha vane asti.
Vyagraha vane.
If you say etasmin vyagre vane, then that would be a right sentence, because that you're saying in the tiger, in the forest, you know.
Can we say Devaha Vyagre Upatishtati?
That's Samyak. Etasmin Vyagre Devaha Asti. So in the tiger, there is. Or you can say Etasmin Vyagre Devi Asti. You know.
Etasmin Vyagre Devaha Asti, Devi Asti.
Chitra Bhagini?
Etasmin Utpitikayam. No, wait. Tasyam.
Etasmin?
No. Tasyam Utpitikayam.
Samyak. Tasyam Utpitikayam. So we had the previous example. Tasyam Utpitikayam Phalam Asti. Samyak. Chitrabani, can you turn the sentences into Bahuvachanam? Tasyam Utpidikayam Phalam Asti. It was more than one fruit.
More than one fruit? Tasyam Utpidikayam Phalani Asanti.
Samyak. Tasyam Utpidikayam Phalani Santi. That's it. Jayashree Bhagini?
तस्यां
लतायां सम्यक् सम्यक् तस्यां लतायां किम् अस्ति
पत्राणि सन्ति
एम् वि राव् महोदय ऐ एम् आस्किङ्ग् जयश्री भगिनी
सारि सारि सारि
धन्यवादः अजयश्री भगिनी वदतु कृपया तस्यां लतायां किम् अस्ति सम्यक् पर्णानि पत्राणि सन्ति तस्यां लतायां पर्णानि सन्ति सम्यक् वेङ्कय महोदय
दन्तः इट् इस् पुल्लिङ्ग् इट् इस् तस्मन्
तस्मिन्
दन्तः दन्ते
सम्यक् तस्मिन् दन्ते
तस्मिन् दन्ते
सम्यक् ऐ डोण्ट् नो वाट् केविटि इस् इन् संस्कृतं बट् यु केन् से तस्मिन् दन्ते केविटि अस्ति
तस्मिन् दन्ते दन्ते रन्ध्र अस्ति सन्ति
ओके अस्तु एकः दन्तः मध्ये दन्ता ऐ मीन् वट् इस् केविटि रन्ध्राः सन्ति वा
Rantra is also cavity in as per spoken Sanskrit.
So according to Venkat Modya, in one teeth there are more than one cavity.
Santi.
Okay. After Venkat Modya, it's Guru Prakash Modya.
Tasyam Panchalika. तस्यां पाञ्चालिकायां
सम्यक् तस्यां पाञ्चालिकायां तस्यां पाञ्चालिकायां किम् अस्ति
तस्यां पाञ्चालिकायां ऊरुकं नाट् नाट् ऊरुकं हौ डु यु से शर्ट् और् ड्रेस् और्
युतकम् इस् शर्ट् युतकं वस्त्रं
तस्यां पाञ्चालिकायां केशः अस्ति
सम्यक्
पाञ्चालिका मीन्स् डाल्
यस् इट् मीन्स् डाल् ओके कस्य पाञ्चालिकायां केशः अस्ति
सोरि ऐ डिन्ट् गेट् यू
ओके सोरि कस्य पाञ्चालायां केशः अस्ति
सोरि ऐ डिन्ट् गेट् वाट् डस् इट् मीन्
सो कस्य इस् षष्ठी विभक्ति इट् मीन्स् हूस् हूस् डाल् सो ओके लेट् मी आस्क् अ सिम्पल् क्वेश्चन् कस्य पाञ्चालिका अस्ति कस्य पाञ्चालिका अस्ति मीन्स् हूस् डाल् इस् इट् इस् देर् ओर् इस् इट् हूस् डाल् इस् इट् कस्य पाञ्चालिका
बालिका
बालिकायाः
बालिकायाः पाञ्चालिका
सम्यक् बालिकायाः पाञ्चालिका इट् विल् बि पाञ्चिका बालिकायाः बिकास् इट्स् स्त्रीलिङ्गम् अण्ड् षष्ठी विभक्ति सो बालिकायाः पाञ्चालिकायां केशः अस्ति सो देट् मीन्स् द In the girl's doll, there is hair. complex sentences.
What is the difference between panchalikaya and tasya panchalikaya?
Panchalikayam is sattu vibhakti, tasya is shashti vibhakti. Tasya is possessive, whose, so his.
Yeah, yeah, but what is the meaning, what is the meaning of panchalikaya and tasya panchalikaya?
Panchalikayam is in or on the doll, and tasya panchalikayam means his, in his doll, in his doll.
Okay. Dhanyavada.
So when you read stories, then you'll see in one sentence they'll have multiple vibhaktis in one sentence, okay? So it'll just add on, okay? Samyak. Good attempt. I like it. Next one. Long sentence. Pratima Bhagini?
Yes. एतस्यां जङ्गमदूरवाण्याम्
सम्यक् एतस्यां जङ्गमदूरवाण्याम् सम्यक् यु वाण्ट् टु मेक् अ सेण्टेन्स् प्रतिमा भगिनी
एतस्यां जङ्गमदूरवाण्यां माहिती अस्ति
Mahiti means?
Information.
Okay. Samyak. Or Suchana Asti. Samyak.
Suchana Asti, yes. Better.
Okay. Narasimha Maharaya?
Pasyam Relayanam.
Is it Tasyam
Relayanam?
Okay, Relayanam is what lingam?
Relayane.
Relayane. Is it Tasyam?
Tasyam Relayane.
Tasmin Relayane.
Tasmin Relayane.
तस्मिन् रेलयाने किम् अस्ति महोदय महोदय
यात्रिकाः
What is that
on the track? 4 minutes. Tasmin Relayane Yat.
Landline, 4 minutes.
Jairam Maharaj, can you stay on mute, please?
Yeah.
Can you stay on mute, please? Tasmin Relayane Yatrikaha means passengers. Santi. Or janaha santi, or chakrani santi, chakram chakrani wheels. Okay, samyak. Okay, so next person can just choose one. Pavan Mahodaya?
Asmi.
Choose one and then you can use any sarvanam pada.
Vimanam.
Okay, Vimanam.
Tasmin or Etasmin.
Vimani. Samyak. Tasmin or Etasmin Vimane. Tasmin Vimane Yatrikaha Santi or Janaha Santi. Samyak. Manchu Mahodaya. Aswagatam Mahodaya. Himanshu Mahodaya, asti va?
Dhanyavada Kaveri.
Have you been following?
Yes, I just joined, so I think I can still...
Do you want to listen or do you want to try this one?
I'll try.
Okay. So just change Bhadrakali to Saptami Vibhakti.
Bhadrakalaya?
Bhadrakalyam?
Bhadrakalyam, okay. Tasyam Bhadrakalyam.
Mm-hmm. Tasyam Bhadrakalyam, samyak. Tasyam Bhadrakalyam kim asti?
Tasyam Bhadrakalyam shastrani santi.
Shastrani
is weapons,
right?
Oh, Shastri is weapons.
Weapons, okay. Shastrani Santi, Samyak. Samyak Mahodaya. Good. Okay, next one. Amisha Bhagini Astiva? Amisha Bhagini?
Huh?
Okay.
Yes,
hello, I can hear you. Have you been following?
No, I had.
Is this your
I
first
missed
class?
Last. No. I was there before, very first class, and then I was just listening, recording, but I had some issues, so I'm joining after missing 2-3 classes.
Okay. Do you want to try this one, or do you want to listen?
I can try, but you have to help me.
No problem. Okay. So Netram. Or Nayanam, whichever one you choose. They're both synonyms. Can you change into Saptami Vibhakti?
Netra.
Mm-hmm. So Netra becomes?
Netra becomes...
Patram becomes Patre. Parnam becomes Parne. Netram becomes...
Netre.
And for Napumsakalingam, you say Tat Netram becomes Tasmin Netre.
Tat Netram
becomes Tasmin Netre.
I see.
Okay. Dhanyavad, Bhagini. Good job, Bhagini. Okay. Riya Bhagini?
Etasmin
Amrafale. Samyak Mini. Okay. Emira Madhya?
Ha. Etasmin Seva Phale.
Etasmin
Seva Phale.
Tasmin Seva Phale. Because far away.
Tasmin Seva Phale.
Samyak Mahalaya. Okay, so everyone understands Saptami Bhakti? Okay. Ekamination.
When do we say Kasmin?
Kasmin, that's what I said. That's when you use for specifically when you want to answer to be Tasmin or Etasmin. So if you're saying if it's this or that, then that's when you use Kasmin.
Yeah, sorry, Kasmin.
Like
Kim Kasmin.
So. Like, if there's two houses, then you can say, like, Etasmin Gruheva or Tasmin Gruheva, then you can say Tasmin Gruhe.
Okay. Okay, kasmin, okay.
But if you want to say where is the book, then you would say pustakam kutra asti. But I'm not sure if you say kasmin pustakam asti, if that would be correct. But usually, you would, for the question form, it would be pustakam kutra asti.
Okay, always kutra.
Yeah, when you're asking question. But sometimes kutra can be used for dutiya bhakti. So it can be like the one example that I gave, simhaha kutra gachati. It could be, since I'm using gachati, it would be simhaha vanam gachati. It wouldn't be simhaha vane gachati. But if you say simhaha vane vasati, or simhaha kutra vasati, simhaha vane vasati, that's where vane, the vanam becomes saptami bhakti. Because there's vasati. Okay?
Yes.
So it's a little bit tricky. Okay. Samyak. Okay. Next topic is saha vasaraha means which day? So we know that vasaraha means day. So these are the days of the week. So repeat after me. Budhavasaraha.
Budhavasaraha.
Which means Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Guru Vasaraha.
Guruvasaraha.
Thursday. Shukravasaraha.
Shukravasaraha.
Friday.
Shanivasaraha.
Shanivasaraha.
Saturday. Ravivasaraha.
Ravivasaraha.
Sunday. Somavasaraha.
Somavasaraha.
Monday. Mangalavasaraha.
Mangalavasaraha.
Tuesday.
So it starts from Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Okay, so repeat after me. Budhavasaraha.
Budhavasaraha.
Guruvasaraha.
Guruvasaraha.
Shukravasaraha.
Shukravasaraha.
Shanivasaraha.
Ravivasaraha.
Ravivasaraha. Somavasaraha.
Somavasaraha.
Mangalavasaraha.
Mangalavasaraha.
Okay, how do you say Tuesday?
Mangalavasaraha.
Mangalavasaraha. Saturday.
Shanivasaraha.
Can everyone say I'm listening? Can you repeat that? I'm sorry.
For Saturday, they can call it Shiravasaraha.
Shiravasaraha?
Shiravasaraha. For Monday, we call it Hindu Vasara. Shiravasaraha.
Oh.
Because you are saying, while chanting mantras, you say Bhana Vasaraha, Hindu Vasaraha for Monday, Kuja Vasaraha for Tuesday,
Wednesday.
So Saumya Vasaraha for Wednesday.
Okay, I guess maybe there are different ways you can say it.
Yeah, that is
But that's very interesting. Hindu Vasaraha.
Yeah,
and what did you say for Shani Vasaraha? I didn't hear you properly.
Shanivasara Sthiravasara. Sthira.
Sthiravasara?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean it is that it is very stable and whatever you do on a Saturday, it remains forever sort of a thing. So it is Sthira.
Oh.
So that is the
concept. Even for Sunday, we call it as Bhanavasara.
Bhanavasara.
Vanavasaraha, Hinduvasaraha, Pujavasaraha, Saunyavasaraha, Guruvasaraha, Bhruguvasaraha, that's how you say.
I think they are all...
For Sankalpa, we say the same thing.
I think they are all synonymical for the fact that they are all...
Yeah, maybe correct.
Parjaya Padaha.
So, I think...
They are all planets.
Yeah, it's synonym.
Sunday is Sunday, so Ravi Vasara or Bhanuvasara is safe. Bhanu and Ravi means sun. And Hindu means Soma. So Soma Vasara means Hindu Vasara.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Okay, so these are, I use Bhanuvasara actually. This one says Ravi Vasara, but you can also use Bhanu Vasaraha or Sthira Vasaraha, whichever one you prefer. But it's very good. At least, as long as you know which day is which.
Yeah, correct.
Okay, and then on the right, actually the Abhyasa Pustakam has a better review. So in Abhyasa Pustakam, Adhya is in the center, it's big. Adhya means today. Okay? So for me, today is Shanivasara. For me, because I live in the eastern coast of the USA, it's Saturday for me. So Adhya Shanivasara. Okay? Shanivasara. Shwaha Bhanuvasara. Shwaha Bhanuvasara. For me, tomorrow is Sunday. Or Ravi Vasaraha. Or Bhanuvasara. Whichever one. Shwaha means tomorrow. Parashwaha means the day after tomorrow. Parashwaha is day after tomorrow. So after Monday, after Sunday is Monday. Somavasaraha. Parashwaha Somavasaraha. The day after that day would be Praparashwaha. Praparashwaha.
Mangalavara.
If Adya Shanivasaraha, tomorrow's Bhanuvasaraha.
Mangalavasaraha.
Praparashwaha Mangalavasaraha. And then Budhavasaraha. And then Guruvasaraha. So you just keep on adding pra after it. Praparashwaha, praparashwaha, and it keeps on going. Okay? So Adhya means today. Shwaha means tomorrow. Parashwaha means the day after tomorrow. And Praparashwaha means that day after. Day after tomorrow. Okay? So, if Adhya Bhanuvasaraha, just like for those who are in India, if Adhya Bhanuvasaraha, Shwaha, Kaha Vasaraha?
Somavasaraha.
Shwaha, Somavasaraha. Parashwaha, Kaha Vasaraha?
Mangalavasaraha.
Parashwaha, Mangalavasaraha. Praparashwaha?
Budhavasaraha.
Budhavasaraha. Okay. If Adhya Budhavasaraha, Adhya Budhavasaraha, Shwaha Kaha Vasaraha?
Guruvasaraha.
Shwaha Guruvasaraha. Parashwaha?
Shukravasaraha.
Shukravasaraha. Parashvaha Shukravasaraha. Praparashvaha?
Shanivasaraha.
Praparashvaha Shanivasaraha. Saturday. Okay. If Adya... Adya Mangalavasaraha. Parashvaha kaha vasaraha?
Guruvasaraha.
Adya Mangalavasaraha. Parashvaha?
Guruvasaraha.
Guruvasaraha. Praparashvaha?
Shukravasaraha.
Shukravasaraha. Shukravasaraha means Friday. Samyak. Okay. After Adya will be Hyaha. Hyaha means yesterday. Hyaha means yesterday. So Adya Shanivasaraha. Hyaha Shukravasaraha. Adya Shanivasaraha. Hyaha Shukravasaraha. If Adya Bhanuvasaraha or Adya Venkat Mahadev, can you see me? If Adya Bhanuvasaraha, Hyaha Shanivasaraha. If today is Sunday, yesterday is Saturday. Adya Bhanuvasaraha, Hyaha Shanivasaraha. Okay? Parahyaha means the day before yesterday would be Shukravasaraha. Adya Bhanuvasaraha, Parahyaha Shukravasaraha. Adya Bhanuvasaraha Praparahyaha Guruvasaraha. Praparahyaha Guruvasaraha. So the day before yesterday would be Thursday. If today was Sunday. So, okay. Adya Shanivasaraha. Hyaha Kana. Hyaha kaha vasaraha?
Shukravasaraha.
Hyaha
Shukravasaraha. Hyaha Shukravasaraha. Shvaha kaha vasaraha?
Shvaha
Bhanuvasaraha.
Shvaha Bhanuvasaraha. Astu. Adya Somavasaraha. Adya Somavasaraha. Monday. Hyaha kaha vasaraha?
Ravivasaraha
or Bhanuvasaraha. Sunday. Adya Soma vasaraha. Today is Monday. Shwaha kaha vasaraha?
Mangalavasaraha.
Shwaha mangalavasaraha. Tomorrow is Tuesday. Samyak. Adya Mangalavasaraha. Parahyaha kaha vasaraha?
Parahyaha Shanivasaraha.
Guruvasaraha.
Adya Mangalavasaraha. Parahyaha kaha vasaraha?
Bhanuvasaraha.
Ravivasaraha athava Bhanuvasaraha. Adya Mangalavasaraha Praparasyaha kaha vasaraha?
Praparasyaha Shanivasaraha.
Praparasyaha Shanivasaraha.
Shanivasaraha.
Samyak. Adya Budavasaraha. Parahyaha kaha vasaraha? Parahyaha Somavasaraha. Adya Budavasaraha. Parashvaha kaha vasaraha?
Parashvaha Shukravasaraha.
Shukravasaraha. Adya Budavasaraha. Wednesday. Parashvaha Shukravasaraha. Friday. Astu va. Samyak va. Avagacchati va. Does anyone understand this?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Good. So, below, you have this exercise. So yatha adya shodasha dinankah, adya shodasha dinankah, that means today is day 16. Panchadasha dinankah kada, panchadasha dinankah hyah. If today is the 16th, yesterday, which means shaha, is the 16th, okay? And the next one after that. Adya somavasaraha. M.V. Rao Mahadeya, mangalavasaraha kada?
Shaha mangalavasaraha.
Shaha mangalavasaraha.
Tomorrow is Tuesday. Today is Monday, tomorrow is Tuesday.
Adya Chatur Vimshatihi Samadinankaha. Shat Vimshati Samadinankaha Kadab. Chitra Bhagini?
Shat Vimshatihi Samadinankaha Prashwaha.
So the numbers are a little bit different. They're a little bit not different, they're a little bit tricky. Chaturvimshatitama dinankaha parashvaha. Chaturvimshatitama dinankaha.
What does tama tama mean?
Tama is, since you're using numbers, you have to use tama.
Like 24th, something like that?
Yeah, it will be 24th or 26th.
And TH. 24th, yeah. TH is tama.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. Okay, it doesn't have here. Okay, this is a story. Okay. So, you can ask questions like Bhavati Kada Devalayam Gachati. If you say that, you can say Aham Bhanuvasare Devalayam Gachami. So the question is, Pratima Bhagini, can you stay on mute? Or M.V. Rao Mahadeya, can everyone stay on mute?
You want me to read it?
No, can you stay on mute? Mute.
Okay.
So we have Bhavati Kada Devalayam Gachati Aham Bhanuvasare Devalayam Gachami. Or Bhavati Kada Devalayam Gachati Aham Panvasare Devalayam Gachami. Okay.
Devalay. Sorry?
No, it will be Devalayam.
Okay.
Because Gachati, right? So, Devalayam Gachati.
Yes, I understand.
Okay. Yeah, Samyak. Okay, so I'll call on you. I'll call on two people each at a time, and you have to ask one question to each other, okay? Just like how I asked myself. I asked myself, when do I go to the temple? And then I answered. Okay? Okay, so first two people are Riya Bhagini and M.V. Rao Mahadeya. Riya Bhagini? Okay, M.V. Rao Mahadeya, can you ask one question to Riya Bhagini?
Bhagini?
Kada?
Kada Devalayam Gachanti?
Aham.
Aham Shani Vasaraha Devalayam Gacchati.
Shani Vasare.
Shani Vasare.
Aham Shani Vasare. On Saturday, I go to the temple. Samye. Okay? So when you're asking when, it will be kada. So just like how we did for time, aham panchavadane snanam karomi, some, you know, like that. So aham kada snanam karomi, panchavadane karomi, like that. Okay? So kada is the same thing used for here too. Okay? Samyak bhagini. Samyak. Bhagini, can you ask M.B. Rao Mahodaya one question?
Mahodaya, kada, can I ask the same thing?
Sure, go ahead.
Kada devalayam gacchati?
Aham somavasare devalayam gacchami.
Samyak. Somavasare devalayam gacchati. Okay. Jairam Mahodaya and Chitra Bhagini.
Yeah, I can go first. Mahodaya, kada samskruta gruhapatam karotu?
Karoti.
Karoti.
Aham aham bhanuvasare grahapatam karomi.
Samyak. Aham bhanuvasare grahapatam karomi. Samyak. Wait, can you ask Chitra Bhagini?
Bhagini, bhavati kada gata vidyalayam janati.
You can ask
vidyalayam gacchati.
Chitra Bhagini, vidyalayam gacchati va?
These are okay, also like school, you know, they are learning class.
Okay.
Ar
astu
kacham kacham
satyam satyam
aham Shukravasare Sanganakani Sanganake Sangita Vidyalayam Gacchami.
Samyak, Samyak Bhagini. Punaha Vadatu, can you repeat again?
Aham Shukravasare Sanganake Sangita Vidyalayam Gacchami.
Kutra Vidyalayam Gacchati Bhavati?
Sangita Vidyalayam.
Music school.
Sanganake.
Music class.
Sanganake. Sanganake.
Sanganake.
Sanganake.
Kutra. If there's Kutra, it's Sapta Vibhakti, so Sanganake. Okay. Samyak. Samyak. Venkat Mahodaya and Guru Prakash Mahodaya.
Mahodaya, Karyalayam, Kada Karyalayam,
Shanivaraha, Shanivare Karyalayam, Shanivasare, Shanivasare Karyalayam Gacchati.
Samyak. Shanivasare Karyalayam Gacchati. Mahodaya, Shanivasare Eva Karyalayam Gacchati. Saptahe Ekam Dinam Eva Saha Karyam Karoti. He only works one day. Venkat Maurya, can you bring the first Maurya question?
Mahodaya Sanskritam Kadi Pathami.
Kada? Kada Patati.
Sada Patati.
Kada Patati.
Sanskritam Kada Patati.
There's only one right answer.
Sorry?
There's only one right answer, yeah. Mahodaya.
Aham Pratidinam Sanskritam Patami.
Samyak. Pratidinam.
Ati Uttamam.
Danyavada.
Okay. Pratima Bhagini and Narasim Mahodaya.
Mahodaya, bhavata kasmin dine bhavan, sorry, bhavan kasmin dine pustakam patati.
Aham pratidinam pustakam patami.
Samyak Mahodaya. So she asked, Bhavan kasmin dine pustakam patati. So she's asking, in which day do you read? So Narasimha Mahodaya, he said, pratidinam. Aham pratidinam patami.
Aham pratidinam pustakam patami.
Aham pratidinam pustakam patami.
Pratidini also is good.
Pratidinam or Pratidini?
Pratidinam.
Pratidinam.
Pratidinam. Can you ask Pratima Bhagini?
Bhagini, Kada, I'm dropping what you're saying. Thank you.
Kada, you can say Aapanam Gacchati or Kreenati. Kada Kreenati.
Nati.
Kada Kreenati.
Aham Ravi Vasare Kreenomi.
Kreenami.
Aham Ravi Vasare Kreenami.
Samyak Bhagini. Samyak Bhagini. Aham Ravi Vasare Kreenami. Okay. Himanshu Mahodaya and Amisha Bhagini, do you want to try?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Himanshu Mahodaya, do you want to ask the question first? Oh, did I skip Pawan Mahodaya? I'm sorry. Right. Okay, okay. Himanshu Mahodaya, you can ask Amisha Bhagini first and then.
Yeah, there's a lot of disturbance. Just. Yeah. Bhavan kada durdarshanam pashyati? Bhavati kada durdarshanam pashyati?
Aham
durdarshanam TV.
Kabhi bhi nahi to kya? What do I say? Never.
Kadapi na.
Kadapi na. Aham kadapi na durdarshanam
pashyami.
Pashyami.
Samyak. Aham, or you can say aham durdarshanam na pashyami, or aham kadapi durdarshanam na pashyami. Okay, samyak. Amisha Bhagini, can you ask Himanshu Mahodaya one question?
Bhavan
kada is when?
Kada, Bhavan kada yoga?
Yogasanam?
Yogasanam?
Karoti.
Karoti, ha. Bhavan kada yogasanam? Yogasanam karoti.
Aham yogasanam na janami.
अस्तु
सो अहम अपि कदापि न करोमि
न करो
न करोति वा
न करोमि
परन्तु हिमांशु महोदय फिट् अस्ति
भवान् what speech
what is that
teach
patanam
for like you teach me yoga will be you
bhavati mam pathayatu
bhavati
okay. Amisha bagini yoga abhyasam janati va do you know how to do yoga
little
so kinchit
किञ्चित्
भवती कदा योगाभ्यासं करोति when do you do yoga
question for me right
yes
अहं किञ्चित् योगाभ्यासं करोति
कदा when
अहं शनिवासरः योगाभ्यासं करोति
सम्यक् अहं शनिवासरे योगाभ्यासं करोमि
ओके
सम्यक् भगिनि
सो काव्या आई हैव अ क्वेश्चन हियर इट्स शनिवासरे बट प्रतिदिनम् आई गेस प्रतिदिने शुड आल्सो बी ओके
Yeah, I think pratidine would be also fine.
Okay.
Yeah. Samit. Himanshu Mahadeya and Pawan Mahadeya?
Oh, should I go again?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. Mahadeya, Bhavan kada yogasanam karoti?
Kadapi na yogasanam.
Himanshu Mahadeya, ask a different question.
ओके
भवान् योगाभ्यासं न करोति परन्तु किमर्थम् अन्यजनाः कुर्वन्ति वा इति
अहं पृच्छति भवान् कदा योगासनं
करोति
न व्हेन विल यू स्टार्ट
आरम्भं
करोति
शीघ्रमेव
चिन्तनमेव अहं चिन्तनमेव करोमि
सम्यक् अहमपि प्रयत्नं करोमि
सम्यक् अस्तु पवन् महोदय किं आस्क् वन् क्वेश्चन् टु हिमांशु
महोदय भवान् कदा पाचकं करोति
पचति
अहं प्रतिदिने
पचामि यु कुक् डेलि
यस् ऐ वाण्टेड् टु से त्री टैम्स्
त्रिवारं
नो एव्री डे त्री टैम्स्
ओ प्रतिदिनं त्रिवारम्
भवान् सम्यक् पाचनं करोति वा
अहो अहो आम्
ओ अस्तु अस्तु एकः पाचकः अस्ति
अहं जोक् इस् ऐ फोगाट्
हसनार्थं फोर् जोक् हसनार्थम्
Is it Trikalam for three times a day?
Yeah,
you can say Trikaram or Trivaram.
Trivaram.
Trikale. Yeah.
Trikale. Okay. I think Trikala means like morning, like Trikala Sandhya Vandana we say, right? Like morning, evening and afternoon. Maybe Kala and Trivaram means three times, right? It's not exactly during the day time of the day, right?
Trikala, yeah, I think Trikala first like the time of the day. And Trivaram means like eight. You would say the same thing in English, but you know how time has two different meanings, like the actual,
repetition, you know, Samyak. So, congratulations, you had good sambhashanam with your fellow peers. Okay, we'll do one story. It's called Kakasya Upayaha. So I just want you to read, each of you to read just two sentences and then tell me the meaning, okay? Riya Bhagini, Arambam Karo Tu. Read the title. Okay. Everyone else stay on mute, please.
What do I have to read?
Read from the title, Kakasya Upayaha. Can you see my screen?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kakasya Upayaha. Kashchan Mahavrikshah Asti. Tatra Kashchan Kakah Patnya Saha Vasati Sma.
Good. Okay. Can you tell me just two sentences enough? Can you tell me the meanings? Do you know? Can you try to tell me the meanings of these two sentences?
I think the first one is there was a big tree in the forest.
Good.
And there were crows sitting on the tree.
Okay. Tatra kashchana kakah patnya. You know patni, right? What does patni mean? Do you know?
No.
Patni means wife.
Okay.
So kashchana mahavrikshah asti. So there was one big tree. Tatra, in that tree or there, kashchana kakah patnya saha vasati sma. So
the crow and his wife.
Yes. Both of them were living in that tree. So, yeah. Sma means are. So, Vasati means he lives, but Saha, Vasati Sma means they are living or he is living. Ing.
Yeah.
Okay, that's Sma. We'll learn that later. Okay?
Yeah. Sumik.
Jairam Mahadeya, can you read the third sentence and the sentence after that?
Tasya eva vrikshasya kotare kashyana krishna sarpa api vasati.
Okay, next sentence.
Yada kaki prasuta bhavati tada krishna sarpa tasyaha Shavakana Kadati.
Samyak. So can you tell me the meaning of those two sentences?
There is a hole in that tree, and there the black snake was living in that. And whenever the crow lays eggs, then this black snake used to eat it away.
Samyak. Kasya kotare?
Vrikshasya kotare.
Vrikshasya kotare. Samyak. Vrikshasya kotare krishna sarpaha vasati. Okay, samyak. Chitra Bhagini, can you read the next two sentences?
Tetena kakaha kaki cha mahat dukham अनुभवतः अतः एकदा काकः स्वमित्रस्य शृगालस्य समीपं गत्वा वदति भोः मित्र सः कृष्णसर्पः कस्य कथञ्चित् मारणीयः
Okay, Samyak.
Kachit Maraniya.
Kachit Maraniya.
Yeah, the crow and his wife.
Jairam, Kshamitam Bhagini. Jairam Mahade, can you stay on mute, please?
Should I mute or unmute?
Mute.
the crow and his wife were very sad. They were Then one day the crow went to meet his friend Shugalasya.
Shugalaha, what does Shugalaha mean?
I don't know.
Fox.
So the crow went to the fox and he said, "Hey, a friend, how do I kill the black Saha Krishna Sarpaha Katha? How will the black snake die?"
Samyak. So, I know Maraniyaha is something different. As another conjugation, Maraniyaha means should be killed. So, it's saying, Etena kakaha kaki cha mahat dukkham anubhavataha. So, the female and male crows were very sad because their eggs were getting killed or eaten up by the Krishna Sarpaha. So, ataha, one time, the kakaha, he went to his friend, the fox, and he, after going near him, he asked, "Boho mitra saha Krishna sarpaha katanchit maraniyaha." Some way, somehow, we should kill this black snake. Okay? Samyak. Venkat Mahodaya? Can you read the next two sentences?
Bhavan.
Mm-hmm.
Bhavan kamapi upayam suchayatu iti shrugalaha ekam upayam suchayati.
Okay. Can you tell me meaning of those two sentences?
Bhavan kamapi they said that they will tell the solution.
Bhavan kamapi
upayam is solution. Upayam is solution.
Samyak.
I don't know what is kamapi.
So kamapi is some solution.
Yeah.
So Bhavan is you. He's telling the fox, please come up with some solution. Suchyatu means to like highlight or something like that. But
Shrugalaha
point out one idea.
I have one solution. He says that he has one solution.
Yes, the fox says one. He pointed out one solution. Samyak Mahodaya. Guru Prakash Mahodaya.
Amen. Tat shrutva kakaha bahu santushtaha bhavati. Tadanantaram kakaha uddayanam karoti nagaram agachati. So the crow shrutva, is it satisfied crow?
Shrutva means after hearing.
After hearing the solution, the crow was happy. And then it flew towards the city or the place.
Samyak. Tat kim? What is this tat referring to? Tat kim?
Shrutva kakaha.
Tat shrutva. So after hearing what? Tat is what?
After.
Look at the sentences before.
Kakaha.
That is napumsakalingam. Tat upayam.
Upayam, yes.
Tat upayam shritva kakaha santushtaha bhavati. Okay. Samyak. Oops. Okay. Next. Pratima Bhagini. Tatra.
महाराजस्य प्रासादस्य सरोवरे अन्तपुरस्त्रिय जलक्रीडायां मग्नाः सन्ति. There the women from the palace were engrossed in playing in water.
Samyak. Purastriyaha kutra santi?
Jalakridayam magna santi.
Na, kutra. Kutra santi? Purastriyaha kutra santi?
Sarovare.
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 Kasya sarovare?
Rajasya prasadasya sarovare.
Samyak bhagini, samyak. Can you read the next sentence?
आसाम वस्त्राणि आभरणानि च सरोवरस्य सोपानेषु स्थापितानि सन्ति. Their clothes and ornaments were put on the steps of the lake.
Samyak. Samyak. So these are a little bit you have some different vibhakti, tasam, stutya bhakti and sopaneshu shashti, but we'll ignore that. So basically,
Sopaneshu is Saptami.
Oh, Saptami. Saptami, Bahuvachana.
Bahuvachana, yeah.
Samyak. Okay. So basically, the women's clothes and jewels, they were all on the steps. They were placed on the steps. So, Nasa Maudaya? Kakaha?
Kakaha. Kakaha Tatra Gacchati.
Mm-hmm.
Ekam Suvarna Haram Sikritya Aranya Bimukam Prastapayati.
Okay. Can you tell me the meaning?
Kakaha Tatra Gacchati. Then it went back.
Kakaha Tatra Gacchati. What did he do after that?
Ekam Swarnaharam. It took gold necklace.
Mm-hmm.
It gold necklace towards forest.
So, Swikaroti means to take.
It took that gold necklace mm-hmm. and went towards forest.
Samyak. He placed it. Prastapayati means to place. So, prastapayati means also the same thing. But, so the kakaha, he placed
went back.
Yes. He went back and he placed the gold necklace. Okay,
yes.
Samyak. Is after Pan Mahadeya?
Tat drushtva Raja Bataha Kakam Anusrutavantaha. Seeing that the royal guards, they started chasing or following the crow.
Mm-hmm.
Kakaha Aranyam Agatya Mahavrukshasya Kotare Tam Haram Patiyati Swayam Duram Gacchati Cha. Seeing after having gone to the forest, the crow placed the hara inside the kotare, and it itself flew or went far away from there.
Okay, Samyak. This should be pati yati, but patati means to fall, pati yati is to make it fall. So, Samyak Mahodaya. Okay. So, you made, he dropped the necklace at the tree. Samyak, who's after that? Himanshu Mahodaya? Can you read the next two sentences? Kotare?
Rajbhata tatra okay. Kotare te haram drishtvantaha. They saw the necklace in the hole. Tada tatra stitaha krishna sarpaha kopin bahi agachati. Then the black snake which was there came out of the hole.
Samyak. Oh, sorry, I skipped over Rajabhataha.
Rajabhataha tatra aganchanti, his servants came over there.
Okay. Amisha Bhagini?
Rajabhataha danda praharena tam mariyanti. Servant, basically servant beat snake.
Mm-hmm.
Danda praharena tam mariyanti.
Mm-hmm.
Haram cha nayanti.
Mm-hmm.
Tadanantaram kakuh patanya saha sukhena jivyanti. Haram cha nayanti. I'm not sure nayanti, but the second one, tadantaram kakuh patanya saha sukhena jivyanti. After that, crow and his wife lived happily.
Samyak bhagini. So haram cha nayanti means nayati means to take. So the Rajabhataha, they took the necklace.
I see. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Nayanti is bahuvachana. It's more than one.
Mm.
Good. Samyak. Okay. Can one person tell me a summary of this whole story? A quick summary. Shigram.
I'll do.
Astamore. Go ahead.
The crow used to live on a tree, on a great big tree with his wife. He was worried about a black snake who used to live in the same tree in a hole, that he'll eat his wife's... he'll eat the eggs of his wife. So he went to the fox to ask for what he can do about it. The fox suggested him a very innovative solution. He listened to that solution and did as the fox suggested to him. He went to the great city, and over there he picked up some ornaments of women who were bathing in a pond in the palace. He bought mm-hmm. that ornament and dropped it into the hole in which the snake was residing. The royal servants followed him, found that ornament, and suddenly that snake also came out. They killed the snake and the crow became happy.
Samyak.